The battle over residential through the fence, what is and isn't happening. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Dr. Brent Blue, who is a senior Arrow medical guy, but is also known as the guy behind www.throughthefence.org. Brent has been maintaining a website that helps coordinate the resources marshaled to fight the FAA's somewhat unreasoning crackdown on residential through-the-fence agreements at airports in the U.S. that are receiving federal funding. And we're here to get a brief position report from Brent because FAA reauthorization is moving in both the House and the Senate. And it looked at one point like that might be the vehicle by which this was accomplished, this turn back of the FAA crusade against through-the-fence agreements. Brent, thanks for taking some time out.
Well, thank you for having me, Paul. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Give us an update on how things have rolled over the last couple of weeks to this point, because we saw some conflicting headlines that made it look as though the Senate version of FAA reauthorization had passed with an amendment including a restriction on declaring airports out of compliance strictly due to through-the-fence agreements.
Correct. What actually happened was Congressman Graves, with a couple other co-sponsors, introduced language in the House version of the FAA reauthorization bill that's basically stated that the FAA could not withhold funds to airports because of residential through-the-fence agreements. Senator Wyden from Oregon actually proposed that on the Senate side, but we didn't learn until the Senate side, the Senate's bill passed, that that was not included. And it apparently had something to do with some negotiations at the committee level, that when the Senate committee was looking at amendments, they thought it would not pass the or get out of the committee with the proposed amendment. So they felt it would be better to go ahead and let it be passed on the House side and solve it in the conference committee. And Senator Wyden's office is feeling fairly confident that it won't have any problem being included in the final bill because it's being supported by the Senate chair. And so we're hoping that it will go through with the FAA reauthorization bill, and then that'll make the through-the-fence issue a done deal as far as we're concerned.
Okay, a couple of questions, and let me start with the most basic one. Why is this even controversial in the Senate? There's nobody, it seems, who likes this ban on through-the-fence except for a couple of non-aviation people working within the bowels of the FAA.
Right. The only people who are against this inclusion is the FAA itself, and then NADA, which is the Association of FBOs around the country. And the only reason, literally the only reason that they are against it is because they are concerned that if the FAA says through the fence agreements are okay for residential properties, that they'll soon say it's okay for commercial properties and that FBOs would have off-airport competition. I think the chance of that is pretty remote, but that's their only reason for opposing the residential through-the-fence activities. Everybody else is on board, from the EAA to the AOPA to just about every other organization. So I think in the end, it should be fine. And, of course, when we get to the point of knowing that there's going to be a vote, we will certainly notify all the pilots we can in the appropriate districts to call and write their congressmen and their senators to make sure that they know that we want this bill passed with the residential through-the-fence language in that bill.
How have things been going during this kind of limbo period? Has the FAA still been coming after airports that have through-the-fence agreements and have accepted federal funding?
Well, the interesting thing is that the FAA has, since the election in November, has absolutely been radio silent. They have said nothing about their proposed revision of their through-the-fence policy that came out in September, that we had a congressional hearing before the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and they also took public comments on the web. They have not come out and said anything about that policy. They haven't said anything about the hearing. They haven't said anything about the public comments about the program. So we don't know where that stands. We may know more because there is a conference in the Northwest region that has through defense activity on the agenda, and that conference is in April. So we may learn more by then, but we're hoping that this bill will be passed before April, and then it'll just be a moot point.
You know, I've been told by a couple of sources that there are offices within the FAA that, while reauthorization was dragging through 17 temporary extensions, have actually suffered some attrition and had what amounted to a hiring freeze on, and that maybe they're not equipped to go after some of these things that are, you know, not big fish.
Well, I'm really not sure. I mean, what it comes down to is there are two people in the airport division, Randall Fertz and his boss, who is Catherine Lang. And for some reason, they just don't like residential through the fence activity. Every reason they publicly have stated has been we basically have disproven. So there is no public reason why they have a stand like this. And we really think that it the bee in their bonnet is that they think that people who have residential through the fence agreements are benefiting unfairly by being on an airport that is improved with federal dollars. But I mean, that would be akin to saying that your home is unfairly improved because the federal government put a bus shelter in at your corner. I mean, it's a silly argument, and but that's the only possible thing we've been able to come up with why they're so intent on stopping through the fence activity.
Well, if you're going to use that argument, let's talk about the guy who owns the sandwich shop around the corner from Lockheed Martin after they get a defense contract. I mean, everything the government does that.
Same thing as building a restaurant on the intersection of a freeway. Mm-hmm. It's the same principle. So this is a very hollow argument. And then they've also said things like, well, that it will be harder to move a residential through the fence home if they wanted to expand an airport. Well, you know, one of the things the FAA loves around airports are cemeteries. And if you've ever tried to move a cemetery, I can tell you that that's a lot harder than moving somebody's house.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I hadn't thought about it, but I have seen that, and that does make sense. Well, let me ask you something about the future. If this does get through into the final reauthorization bill, this bill only lasts through September of 2013, at which point at least the FAA authorization part of it is sunsetted, and there's going to have to be either another series of extensions or, you know, they're going to have to do another reauthorization bill. Is this going to come up every 2 to 4 years if it gets included with FAA reauthorization?
Well, I think that once it's included, it pretty much becomes policy, and it doesn't really change unless there's a major effort on someone's part to change it. And it wouldn't just happen because the FAA is not in favor of it. It would have to be something much stronger than that once it's in a bill like this and part of the policy.
More with Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Dr. Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org about what looks as though it will be a successful push to protect through the fence agreements from attack in the coming consensus FAA reauthorization bill. Brent, let's assume you are successful. What happens to ThroughTheFence.org? Do you just kind of keep paying maintenance fees on the website to keep the URL hot and see if it happens again?
Paul, I'm not sure about that. I certainly we're going to monitor things, and we'll certainly keep our documents and all the other information on the site. But I really don't know what we'll do with it at that point. It doesn't cost much to keep it up and running. Although we are still accepting donations because it's still about 80% paid for out of everything by me personally. But we'll keep it up there. One of the things that I think all federal agencies, not just the FAA, really doesn't like is an informed electorate. And, you know, by having all this information on our website, people really know what's going on and they know what's happening at all the different airports around the country. And that's really crucial in being able to present a coherent argument to the FAA, because they just make the assumption that you don't know what you're talking about or you don't know what's happening around the country. And many times in the past 2 years that we've been involved with this, we've actually given them information that they didn't know about. I mean, they would have one division doing something that they had never heard about, and another division doing something different, or something happening at airport, and they wouldn't even know the details.
All right, so it's actually become a resource to the enemy.
Well, to some extent, but I mean, some of the things that have come out are just beyond belief. One of my favorite ones is Catherine Lange in her written statement to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee said that the residential through-the-fence homeowners had, and I quote, undue influence, unquote, because they testified at a public airport board meeting and that was a, quote, inappropriate process, unquote. I mean, if testifying at a public meeting is inappropriate, I'm just trying to figure out what country we're in.
Well, yeah, I mean, and if the fact that you are a stakeholder in the outcome, limits you from participating in the process, I'm not sure that works either.
Right, and this was at a local airport board meeting. It wasn't anything more than that, and that's what board meetings are for.
Well, Brent, we'll watch it with interest at least until FAA reauthorization gets done. If the long shot happens and it doesn't get included, do you still have other options?
Well, if it doesn't get included, we do have a commitment that it will be introduced as a separate piece of legislation in Congress, as it was last year. The difference is that with the Republican majority in the House, we think we can get it through the House without too much difficulty. It becomes an issue in the Senate. And as you questioned before, I still don't understand why this is a partisan kind of issue. It doesn't have any financial repercussions. It actually helps airports with their long-term survival. And so I don't see it being a Republican or Democratic issue. It is really just a issue on the welfare of airports, and that's the reason I'm always surprised to see opposition.
All right. Well, I have www.throughthefence.org up on the screen here. The donate link is obvious. Any other contact information or specific instructions for people who might be hearing this podcast?
Only that we want people to sign up for the forums, even though they don't need to post anything. Because once they sign up for the forum, then they're on our email list. And when we send out announcements or press releases, they will get updated as they go out. And that's the way you get signed up for that list.
Well, Brent, we really appreciate your keeping an eye on this and following it so closely, and appreciate your passion. Go get them, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Brent Blue's website with history and resources on this issue can be found at www.throughthefence.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.